Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to 2026. In fact, that's today's teaching, 2026. 20 is a symbolic number people don't realize sometimes. Of course, all the numerical numbers in the Bible are symbolic. And 20 is what we call double. It's a double tithe. So it represents double portion. Two is also a representation of witness. So you've got a witness of a double tithe or a double portion, and you also have a witness of going to man. So 2026 is a representation of a double portion that's going to be released to man. Is everybody with me? Praise God. Grab your swords. And let's turn to somewhere. Anybody know where? Okay, somewhere. Praise God. Isaiah 60, we'll start there. Glory, glory, glory. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. 2026. We have entered a new reality, and it's unfolding. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Arise, shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They will all gather together. They will come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. This is happening right now. It's happening. And light is exposing darkness in a mighty way. Again, light has come to shine in darkness, or what it means is exposed. The wealth of corruption of the world will become the wealth of the righteous. In Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Isaiah 43, verse 16, please. Isaiah 43, verse 16. Let's speak it. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, for it shall come forth, it shall spring forth. You shall not know it. I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. This is powerful. I just saw a documentary, in fact, just the other day. I don't know if I've shared it or not. But in Israel, they found an aqueduct of ocean water, 700 meters down or something. And they ended up drilling it, and it sprung up water. And in this water that came up, it was warm, and it was salty. So they were trying to figure out, what can we do with this water? Is it flowing like crazy? It's like an ocean river underneath Israel. And so they searched the world, and they found fish that live in that kind of water, warm and salty water. And they brought them from Australia and from all over the world. And they began to build farms, like, where this water that they sprung up is constantly coming in. And now it's constantly going out because they have to keep it clean, because the toxins of the fish's poop will kill them. So they had to filter the water with their stuff. So what they did is they irrigated it, so they keep it flowing. They let it go forth, and they brought it and irrigated it to all their plants, all their produce, all their vegetables, all kind. And so now you've got what we call feeding the vegetables and plants and a fertilizer, and it's powerfully manifesting there. And this is where the Lord said, I will turn the deserts into oceans. I will turn them into rivers. It's happening right now. They've been doing it for a while now. And I just saw this documentary the other day. Can you imagine them drilling 700 meters down or whatever it is, and then striking an aqueduct that's got a flow of ocean underneath there, and warm water coming up, salted warm water from the ocean. But they knew what to do with it. So we're watching these things come to pass right now. This is no coincidence. Prophecies are being fulfilled all over the world. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 111, verse 1. So God is doing a new thing, isn't he? Water in the deserts, man. Psalm 111, verse 1. Remember, we talked about the new year. Things are going to be happening, man. That song we're singing, a new season, it is happening. Fresh anointing, power, prosperity. Glory to God. You know, United States just took over Venezuela. Think about that. All their oil, everything. And the president of Venezuela is in United States prison. And the people are rejoicing all over the world, because he was a communist dictator and a murderer. And he serves darkness, not light, that's for sure. You know, and our president, Donald Trump, warned that country, because of all their smuggling drugs and everything. They've destroyed some of their vessels that were running drugs to the United States. And so he told them, he said, we've sanctioned your oil also. But they, so what they did is they sent out two oil tankers, because they took some of them already. And the last two oil tankers Venezuela sent out was protected by their military. So Trump didn't want to destroy them out there. He said, let them go. So they let them go. 2 days later, they went into Venezuela and took the president and took their oil refineries, took everything. But they're restoring it to the people. They're bringing it back to the people, because that's what God's called Trump to do, is restore prosperity back to the people, to empower the people. But people don't understand it, because they're blinded by demonic forces and lies of the media. So many things are going on. Phillips 66, which is an oil refining in California, just left California. So all of these things are happening right now because people are coming out of the democratic states, because they know it's corrupt. Wait till they start releasing all the warrants and everything else that's going on. You're going to see a tremendous change this year. It is a changing year. In fact, I call it a year of accountability. It's a year of what? Accountability. Oh, yes. Psalm 111. Is everybody there? starting at verse 1. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with all of my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, the works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him, and he will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works and giving them the inheritance of nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has set redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding of all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever and ever and ever. He is mindful of his covenant. So his covenant is also associated with these prophecies. He's mindful of his promises. He doesn't forget them. We do, but he doesn't. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. 2026. You can also, we have sheets about the word that you'll be hearing for 2026. And it will also be on Eternal Library. On the, what is it, the news, not newsletter, whatever it is. It's just, no, it was changed. It was the Word of the Lord, yeah. It's called the Word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:11. Let's speak it, please. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is what? Living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to his eyes. Of him to whom we must give what? Account. I'm telling you, this is a year of accountability. Yeah. It's the year of accountability. I'm going to read to you the year of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, for the word of the Lord is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to his eyes of him, to whom we give account. No one escapes, and will be tested for their accountability. At this time, the Lord said, I will reset, restore, and rebuild my kingdom on a refreshed glory foundation for the world to see like never before. I will lift my body high with strength and endurance and beauty. As a bodybuilder builds to win a prize, I will work my body to rescue souls. I will reset times and seasons to align with my feasts because they've messed with timing. Bringing the great shaking and awakening through the chaotic events of weather, earthquakes, cosmic events, volcanoes, tsunamis, political chaos, and deep exposure of corruptive cover-ups. Nothing shall escape my sight and hand of judgment. This is the year of accountability you have been waiting for and will bring a head start for the years to come. I will increase technology to fulfill my purpose and bless my covenant people and their businesses. Those that cause my people to stumble will be dealt with severely. I will take control of the airways, frequencies, and media. The battle has just begun, even though it's already been won. I am the source of all things, yet I have stored anointed resources to be released this season with a double portion double anointing, and double favor. I will answer before you ask, but you must search out the answer. I am the gate, the key holder of all things. Stay focused on me, my promises, my words, and my feasts. I know what you need. Trust me, it will come. And as the word the Lord gave me for 2026, hallelujah, and to God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You all get a sheet of it, so you can look at it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. And again, you can read it on Eternal Library. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Is everybody there? Okay, let's speak it together. First, I'm in second. Okay, I'll get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age nor the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. For the natural man does not receive the word of the Lord, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may be instructed? But we have the what? The mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ so that we can know all things. Amen. For 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Again, we are in a time not only of accountability, it's a year of accountability. For what? To reset, restore, and rebuild. God is resetting, he's restoring, and he's rebuilding the body of Christ. Which you will, from there it goes to the world. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's speak it together. 2 Peter, hallelujah, chapter 1, verse 1. Everybody there? Good. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So powerful. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was what? Cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How powerful that is. So we want to be partakers of the divine nature. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Everybody there? Let a man so consider us as what? Servants of Christ, or servants to the anointing, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the heart. Then each one's praise will what? Come from the Lord. Again, we are considered to be servants to the anointing. You serve the anointing. The anointing doesn't serve you. And stewards of the mysteries of God. We are stewards. We're the mystery. We're holders of the mysteries. Why? Because the Spirit reveals all things to me and you. Mysteries that were, mysteries that are, and mysteries that are to come. I'm going to say that again. Mysteries that were, mysteries that are, or mysteries that are things to come. We are stewards of them all through prophetic insight. Matthew 13. Everybody okay? Hallelujah. Matthew 13 in verse 36. What a time to be alive. Matthew 13, 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, explain to us the parable of the tares in the field. He answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. But the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out all his kingdom of all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then a righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Well, this is, we're in the time right now where the tares and the wheat are being exposed. The tares and the wheat. Matthew 25, verse 31. Matthew 25, verse 31. Why? Because it's the year of accountability. This is going to escalate tremendously. (clears throat) 25:31, let's speak it. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Now, goat means rebellion. Sheep means submissive. And he will set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on the right hand, come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you and visit you and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or what did we see when we saw you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you who you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Man, I wish the I sure desire that this should be on the media, you know? It might shake up some of these leftists. They're heading on the way to hell. And they don't know it. Hallelujah. Verse 42. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when do we see you hungry and thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them and saying, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting eternal life. Now think about this. All of these democratic, and I hate to use the word democratic because they're just antichrist individuals. It doesn't matter because there's even antichrist in Republicans, you know, and all other ones. But in these states that they're now taking accountability, they're auditing them. They're auditing all the governments. They're auditing all of their finances. And they're finding billions of dollars that was not set forth to the people. That was supposed to be rescuing children, feeding children, clothing them, housing them. Billions of dollars was taken and put in overseas accounts, buying homes and mansions and vehicles. They're busting them all. They're busting them all now. Even in Florida, they're busting them. It's happening. We're there. Why? Year of accountability. It will continue all year and will increase, increase, increase. You're going to see so much stuff happen this year. And what did he say? It's preparation for the years to follow so things can be better. But you got to remove the darkness. You got to remove the corruption. You got to expose it first. Then you can start planting. You can start resetting, restoring, and rebuilding. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:13. Woohoo! We there? Let's speak. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? Can you imagine the Creator telling this to his people, hoping that they'll turn their hearts? Thinking about this, what's going to mislead many people? He starts it right here, verse 15. Beware of the media, false prophets. Beware of them who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruit. Well, we all know them. Believe me, as soon as Obama came forth, I knew he was a demonic force. You can tell him by his fruits. You can tell how he spoke. And many others. Do men gather grapes from the thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree, which means every good person, every good spirit, bears good fruit. But a bad tree or bad person bears what? Bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every person or every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will what? You're going to know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew them. Depart from me, you who practice what? Lawlessness. Wow. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock, or on the what? Anointing. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority, not as a scribe with no authority. Amazing. Is everybody okay? We are the authority. We are not the scribes. Why? We're the offsprings of Christ. We are in his image and likeness, even though don't let the mirror tell you anything, you know? It doesn't mean we won't make mistakes. We haven't reached the fullness of exchange yet. But we're in that exchange. But one day we'll reach the fullness of exchange. Woohoo! That's awesome. You know? I'm going to close at Proverbs 3, verse 1. 2026. Yes. Year of accountability. Let's speak it. Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with wine. Woohoo! My son, don't despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he what? Delights. Honor the Lord with offerings of increase. This will come to pass. You know, so many people are stealing from God and they don't even realize it. And he's trying to get us more, but they refuse to tithe and offer. They're so busy in their own things. God wants to bring us to that place. See, in this pouring out of all of the things that he's getting ready to do, we have to stay positioned. And we can't be moved by emotion. We can't be moved by lack. We are moved by faith. We are led by the Spirit in this precious time. Remember, It is a year of accountability. You are going to watch all kinds of things happen. You're going to hear about all kinds of lies and all kinds of stuff. Don't be moved. Jesus is not coming yet. He's coming through the body of Christ first. So if anyone says that Jesus is here, Jesus is there, yeah, he's everywhere. We know that. But he's personally not come yet, but he will. Amen? But there's going to be a lot of false flags, a lot of false teachings, a lot of false prophecies, and there's still a lot of false media. But God said he's going to take care of that. Amen? So, Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the word for 2026, and thank you for preparing us for this. You are awesome and you are true. We love you, and we thank you. So please seal it, perfect it, and let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.